we welcome the president, chief executive officer of Consumers Energy, the pride of Napoleon High School, Purdue University. Patty Poppe joins us today. Good morning, Patty.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Thank you for giving me a couple minutes with you today.
Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you from the business community. A massive donation. Can you tell us how that's going to work, Patty?
Yeah, you bet. Before I do that, I do want to thank all our healthcare workers out there on the front lines. Certainly our folks at Allegiance are working so hard to protect our community and keep us safe, and all the healthcare workers across the state. My goodness, we are so grateful for their efforts, and know they can keep doing their work, but doing it safely while serving the community, and that's how we feel about our crews as well. But to your question, my husband Eric and I announced this morning that we've created a fund at the Jackson Community Foundation called the Dream Maker Fund, and we have donated $1 million as a small business emergency relief fund for Jackson County small businesses. We know that it's going to get worse before it gets better. We know that the heart of our community are these small businesses, and right here in Jackson, we want to make sure that those businesses can survive this crisis. And you know, no one can do everything, but this was something that we felt compelled to do because we love our hometown so much.
Fantastic, generous, obviously, donation, and I guess we're looking for more people that might want to kick into that that foundation.
Yeah, you know, the reality is those $1 million will go fast. We're hoping that they can help our small businesses survive the next 30 days while the small business loans and the Small Business Administration is able to permanently fill that gap. But that in those 30 days, a lot of things can happen. In fact, I received a couple notes this morning from folks saying this was an answer to prayer because they did not know what they were going to do. And so I will just offer that if anyone would want to contribute, they can go to dreammakerfund.org or the Community Foundation website, either one, but dreammakerfund.org, and make a contribution to the fund as well. Every little bit absolutely will make a difference. And, you know, small businesses like our Blue Julep downtown, the cakes and cookies, best in the state, in my opinion, maybe best in the country. We've got the Village Peddler out in Brooklyn, and we've got you know, Gilbert's Chocolates, the Oak Tree Lounge. All these small businesses make up the fabric of our community, and we want them to survive this crisis too.
Yeah, I might mention Consumers Energy Foundation. They announced $500,000 in grant donations, $250,000 to United Way, and $250,000 to the Food Bank Council of Michigan. So a lot of giving there also.
Yeah, you know, we were thinking about making sure that individuals who have lost their jobs during this time because of the restaurant shutdowns, and frankly, I think we're going to hear more today about more business shutdowns to try and keep people safe in their homes, but that also means a lot of people aren't having a paycheck. So the United Way and our food banks are amazing resources for individuals, and so Consumers Energy have been long-term supporters of both the food banks in the state as well as the United Way, so we continued that, and then Eric and I knew that there was a hole for small business. There was nowhere for a small business owner to go to get short-term emergency relief. So we're sort of thinking it like our 2-1-1 for small business is the Dream Maker Fund right here in Jackson. We're hoping other business leaders as well as other individuals across the state follow the lead in their communities as well.
Yep, Patty, and it's businesses across the board, maybe some businesses that have been around forever that you'd never dream would, you know, after a month or two would get in trouble, but they're all going to be hurting, aren't they?
Yeah, especially we know the restaurants and bars are hurting, right? I mean, when they had that shutdown, a lot of them have converted to drive-through, but we saw you know, the press release that the governor is going to be announcing at 11 o'clock this morning, more shutdowns. We don't know exactly what that means, but I could imagine more shelter in place conditions, which will make even additional strain. A lot of restaurants have 9 days of cash receipts, like that's what they live on. So 30 days is an eternity. They have bills that are due. And so we just want to make sure they have a lifeline for this period. And, you know, I'll just say this. Eric and I are small town kids. You know, he grew up on a farm in Nebraska. I grew up in my beloved Napoleon. And, you know, our professional success is beyond our imaginations. And so we live by a motto that to whom much is given, much is expected. And we feel blessed that we can be a source of comfort at this time to our local community.
Patty Poppe with us from Consumers Energy. Patty, Consumers is a company that deals in emergencies almost on a daily basis, but nothing quite like this.
Yeah, nothing like this, Greg. You know, our crews, first of all, huge shout out to the Consumers Energy family and the whole team who's out there working. And, you know, when the governor gives her order today, that just will confirm that we are essential service, that obviously for people to work remotely, they need electricity and heat, so our products are more important than ever. We have a little saying that we've been using that we can flatten the curve by continuing to serve. And my team can work safely by maintaining that social distancing. We've instituted rigorous cleaning standards and sanitizing so that we can continue to serve customers during this time and keep the heat and the lights on. And it's essential. And so my team, I'm so proud of them, all of our folks at our power plants, our compressor stations, in our contact centers, in our offices that are all working. You know, all our remote workers are working remote, but I have a lot of field workers who can't do their job from their home. So they need to be out in the world, and they're making a difference. And I'm so proud of them for working safely, but continuing to work.
Yeah, that's a tremendous, tremendous crew. I've seen them in action. Patty, we're going to have a lot of people that, you know, they can pay their bill this month, but can't pay it next month. I'm sure you're preparing for that.
We are preparing for that, Greg. And my encouragement to everyone is just call us. Don't let it go on too long and just try and ignore it. You got to reach out to us. We're preparing. We've suspended shutoffs for many customers affected by this condition. We want to make sure that the heat and the lights stay on, even if you're struggling to pay. So you got to reach out to us as soon as you can. And if you're in trouble or affected by this, obviously, if you can pay, you should continue to pay. But if you're in trouble and you've been affected by this crisis, call us and let us help you work out a plan to make sure that you stay warm and you stay safe in your home. That's our number one priority.
And you know, planning probably important right now, but it's difficult because we're kind of going day by day on this, aren't we, Patty?
It's amazing, Greg. I mean, it is definitely day by day. I wake up each morning and it feels like, okay, I wonder what's going to happen to this one. And each day you think you've kind of got it in order and then you find out some other new information. And so I'm proud of my team's agility. I'm proud of their ownership of our business and the service that we provide and how critical it is. I mean, I cannot express to you my gratitude for our Utility Workers Union of America. Their leadership has been so strong in pursuit of making sure that we're working safely and that we continue to serve. You know, they are standing right with us to make sure that we're able to continue to deliver our essential service and keep our coworkers safe. And so it is a daily dynamic situation, but I can just assure all your listeners that Consumers Energy, their friends and family at Consumers Energy, we're on the J-O-B. We are working. We're not going to stop working. We're going to keep caring for the people of Michigan like we have for 130 years. And we do prepare for times such as this. We have an instant command structure that's in place. We have all the proper communications and protocols and methods to do our work safely and keep serving. And so we've been saying to each other, we're going to come together by staying apart. That social distancing is really important, and it actually is the fundamental part of staying safe is certainly keeping 6 feet of distance frequent hand washing, and rigorous cleaning and sanitizing. And as we do that, we can continue to do our work safely.
So area businesses, again, that might be interested in this $1 million plus, go to the Community Foundation, Patty. Is that the best way to get started, to look into that?
Or, yep, they can go to the Jackson Community Foundation if that's easiest, but they can also go to dreammakerfund.org. We're calling it the Dream Maker Fund because we can't think of, for a small business owner, a more important dream than surviving this crisis. You know, every small business starts with a dream, and we want to make their dreams still possible. So dreammakerfund.org.
Patty, thanks so much, and pass it along to Eric.
I surely will, Greg. Thanks for letting us have just a minute of your time. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Patty Poppe, Chief Executive Officer and President of Consumers Energy.